Synthesizer. Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Monahan, M-O-L-L-O-H-A-N. Patient's date of birth is 3/30/1950. Date of visit 1/21/2013. Send a copy of this report to Apple Casting. Physician assistant certified PSC capital letter. Clinical information, she's a 62 years old, right hand non-rank Caucasian woman. This is the age of lower extremities. Excuse me, who has that chronic low back pain. Good. The patient has had increased back pain recently. Good. She has a pain in both feet, most on the right side. She has also had a weakness slash numbness of lower extremities. Spread. She has history of fibromyalgia, she has a muscle spasm and cramp spread. She has had physical therapy and shots in her back with some improvement spread. Next paragraph, examination. She had mild diffuse weakness in both lower extremities. Good. She had some swelling in both lower extremities. Good. Muscle tone and work were normal. There was no significant muscle atrophy. Good. Sensation was considerably decreased. Distally lower extremities in neuropathic pattern. Good. Peripheral pulses were present. She did not have any significant calf tenderness. Good. She had some arthritic changes. She had tenderness for patient lumbar region with decreased mobility. So the resistance was negative. Good. Next paragraph, nerve conduction study, peroneal, tibial, pseudo-lymphatic nerves were tested in each lower extremity. Sensory responses were all within normal limits. Good. Tibial motor responses were absent bilaterally. Third, coronal motor response could not be elicited on the right side by stimulation at the extensor digital brevis muscle. Third, right coronal motor responses were obtained by stimulation at tibialis anterior. Our amplitudes were markedly diminished with relatively normal conduction loss, relatively normal latencies. Third, left coronal response could not be obtained at ankle, but present at fibular head and popliteal fossa with decreased amplitudes and normal conduction velocity. Third, nerve conduction study was somewhat limited because of obesity and some swelling in lower extremities. Third, next paragraph, electromyograph, so if you want to test the needs of lower extremity, along with serotonin, lumbar muscles, attention in detail separately. Morning and morphology, recruitment and interference rate were normal. Normal sunny effects were observed with such light was normal. Extension of paracetamol, lumbar muscles did not show any significant innervation changes. Great next paragraph, compression. This study showed evidence for severe exonal type peripheral neuropathy. Third, there was no tendency evidence for significant lumbar circular radiculopathy, but she certainly seems to have significant lumbar spondylosis and degenerative disc disease. Third, there was no evidence for significant myopathy. She also has history of fibromyalgia. Third, in addition, she may have restless leg syndrome. Third, next round of recommendations. The patient may continue Lyrica and the dose can be adjusted further as tolerated. Third, she apparently has already had some blood tests which will be reviewed. Further diagnostic studies will be ordered for reversible causes of neuropathy. It should be noted that statin medications can be associated with significant peripheral neuropathy and myopathy. But at this time, there is no convincing evidence of myopathy, but it's possible that a neuropathy may be related, partly related to statin medication or get worse with it. Supplements with the CoQ10 may prevent further progression based on anecdotal reports. But the patient should have 2-hour glucose tolerance test along with other screening blood tests that will be ordered. I will see her back in this office in a few weeks. Credit, of course.